Kia ora and welcome to this New Year's meditation. The invitation is to find a comfortable, relaxed place. Please don't do this while you're driving a car or operating a vehicle of any kind. Just allowing yourself to be in a total space of relaxed calm. Whether you're sitting in a chair or lying down, all is welcome. Making space so that you're uninterrupted. Let's get started. So I invite you to get comfortable, to feel your body being held and supported by the surface below. And bring your awareness to your breath. Witnessing the breath coming in and out of your body. Noticing the parts of you that rise and fall as you're breathing in and out. And feeling the coolness as the air enters your body and the warmth as you exhale, letting go. With every inhalation, you feel the air circulating around your whole body. With every exhalation, you feel your body soften and letting go of any tension, any dense energy, as you relax more and more into the surface below you. Now bring your awareness down to your feet. The invitation is to visualize beautiful golden threads of light that flow down out of your feet like golden roots. They flow down through the surface below you, through the floor and into the crust of Papatūānuku. Down through the dirt, the sand, the gravel, through the waters and the rocks, all the way down to Papatūānuku's core, to this beautiful, strong, grounded, crystalline core of Papatūānuku. You feel her strength and her resonance. And as your cords wrap around her core, you feel the pulsing of the heartbeat of Papatūānuku, Mother Earth, Gaia, whatever you call her, this divine planet that we live on. And your cords start to resonate the same frequency as Papatūānuku as they start to rise back up through the layers, the rocks, the waters, the sand and the dirt, all the way back up into your feet, bringing that beautiful synchronist energy through your feet, through your legs, up through your sit bones and your pelvis, up your torso to your heart space. Feel your heart expanding with this beautiful resonance within Papatūānuku's own Schumann resonance. Comes up through the throat into the cranium and out through the crown of the head, flowing all the way up to source energy, to your higher self or God self, whatever you like to call it. The part of you, the divine part of you that connects you all to the bliss and oneness. And it's like this massive iridescent ball of shimmering light. It's flowing, trickling down like a waterfall, flowing down through the layers to the crown of your head as it starts to wash through your whole body, down through the throat and the heart, down the torso, pelvis, sit bones, through the thighs and down the legs, flowing back out to Baba Tuanuku. Feeling that beautiful resonance above and below as you sink deeper and deeper to more relaxation, softening as we move forward with this beautiful intentional meditation for the coming year of 2025. To take you on a little journey, this beautiful gravelly stony path is in front of you. In your mind's eye, you see yourself step onto it. You can hear the crunching of the stones underneath your feet. You feel them moving as you walk along. You follow down this path. You can smell the flowers, the different trees, as you hear the birds singing and the insects flying around, just enjoying the dappled sunlight. Until you come across a park bench. It's just there. In the middle of nowhere. In a field full of flowers. Where all the bees are buzzing and the birds are singing. The invitation is to sit down on this bench and take a moment to hear the sounds around you. And when you look down to the left side of the bench, there's a rock, and on the rock there's an inscription. And it says this bench is here to hold the weight of all that you wish to let go of. So the invitation is to maybe take off that backpack of burdens that you carry. Maybe there's something that you're wishing to let go of in 2025. Or something that you want to let go of before you step into your full, courageous self in 2025. And maybe there's nothing that comes to mind, and that's okay too. You could ask your guides, angels and ancestors to show you what it is that you need to let go of to move forward, to live the best version of yourself with your best life. Notice how it feels when you are letting go of the weight. Without the story Just visualize yourself taking off the burden. And it might be that you're carrying some family members, some friends, some old stories. And if this feels hard, you could ask yourself, what would it feel like if I left this here? And maybe you'll get your answer now or sometime soon in the future. When you feel like you have released all that you need to release, I invite you to stand up in your mind's eye and carry along the path. And as you look around on the path, you see beautiful birds flying past. There are some animals in the fields. Something shiny catches your eye on the path ahead of you. And as you get closer, you realize it's a coin. It's a shiny gold coin. Beautiful gift of abundance. Pick this up and pop it in your pocket, or hold it in your hands as you carry along the path. The path winds around a little bit, down some hills and around some corners. And near the edge of a corner, you notice a wishing well. And as you get closer, you realize it's the biggest wishing well you've ever seen. Feels like it can hold all the wishes in the universe. And when you get there, there's a sign on it that says, "You are loved. Share your wishes with me." You remember this gold coin that you have just recently found, and it's a beautiful thing to give and receive. So take a moment to share the wishes. What is it that you're wanting to create, to bring in for 2025? Is there a project you want to birth? Is there somewhere you want to go? Someone you want to meet? When you've placed your coin into the wishing well, you hear it clunking into the bottom. Take a moment just to feel that energy of that wish. Take a nice deep breath. Hold it. Yourself a little shake on the shoulders, knowing that you're leaving that with the beautiful wishing well from the universe. You carry along the path, And as you're going along, you can hear a sound. It's kind of, it sounds like a whistling, a little bit of drumming, and then it turns into song. And as you get closer to the sound, you realize that you're coming to a village. And in this village, they're celebrating. I wonder what they're celebrating. And as you get closer, the villagers see you and they smile. They welcome you. They call you in. Come in. Come and dance with us. You can feel the joy, the excitement, and the lightness of this village. Everyone is dancing and happy and smiling. And then you notice the most colourful person that you've ever seen. They're dressed in the most colourful clothes, flowing with feathers and floating attire. Beautiful, smiling face. They've got colours all over their face and it's iridescent, it's shining. They tell you they have a message for you. Invite you to hold out your hand, and they place their hands inside your hands. They're looking you in the eyes, smiling away. And then they lean in and they whisper in your ear, "I have a message." And you lean in a little harder to hear them. Slowly you pull away and you're smiling from ear to ear, and they're smiling from ear to ear, and it feels amazing. And light and gentle. And you know that you're alive because of all the joy that is flowing through you right now. And this beautiful ancestor from this village invites you to let go of any beliefs that you have around not being able to get what it is that you want. And trusting that all is already in alignment. The wheels are in motion. And all is well. And when they say this, they let out a beautiful, loud, shrill, and dance and dance and dance and dance and dance and dance. You find yourself getting caught up in the joy, the movement. You feel it in your cells, the expansion. And the bliss. And this goes on for quite some time until you notice that the skies are starting to change and the day is getting later, and you farewell everyone in the village and you start to make your way down the path that loops around and brings you back to the beginning. And while you're walking, you're almost skipping and floating. The potential. This beautiful gifts and insights that you've received on this journey today as they're integrating in your cells. You know that these are for you to take back with you when you come back to your body as we make our way to the end of the path with the crunchy stones. And we feel our bodies lying on the bed or in the chair. And we tune into our breath. And we come back to the space. Taking in a nice full breath. Letting go. As you become aware of where you are, thanking your guides, your angels, and your ancestors before you come back to continue your day. Maybe you have a journal and you'd like to jot some things down. Remember, it's always good to place the date. So one day when you look back on this, you can say, oh yeah, I manifested that really quickly, or I remember the time I did that. And with that, I wish you all a beautiful 2025. And I look forward to seeing you again soon. Ka kite anō.